Oh, damn it. I wasn't thinking about this, but, like, the really cheesy Batman and Robin.
Oh, my... I feel like we should put one of them in there.
I know.
I mean, that's the thing, though. Like, there are a lot of bad ones, and I know that Batman and Robin, or Batman Forever, one of the two, I know a lot of people did not really like. Is Batman and Robin the one with the bat nipples? Is that the one with George Clooney?
I think so.
It was Michael Keaton, Val Kilmer twice, and then George Clooney for one. Or it could have been two Michael Keatons.
I don't know my Batman well enough to answer this question for you.
It's okay. It's not like we have a shortage of Batman. We got a lot of them.
How many times do we need to rehash Batman?
Apparently all the times. Because
DC needs to get his shit together. That's my one critique of DC as a whole.
All right, that's been the running thing so far. We were even talking about, hey, let's do a double feature of Snyder Cut, Justice League, and non-Snyder Cut. See which one's better.
I mean, you will truly have the most unbiased version from me because I have not seen the non-Snyder Cut.
So welcome everyone to the Movie Masochist Podcast, where we try to find the fun in painful films. My name is Joby.
Hey, I'm Kim.
And we thought we'd change it up a little bit.
Again?
Oh, nope. Yeah, we actually have yet to have a single week where we've done something the same.
We're very inconsistent and we're trying to figure it out.
We're like, hey, this is how things are normally going to go. And by normal, we have 3 episodes out so far and nothing has been the same. So
No, I will have to say the most consistent thing is that we've either said Rule 34, there's our singer, or we've referenced Marvel movies. Where we're not supposed to reference Marvel movies.
Pretty much.
That's our consistency.
Look, we're talking about comic book movies. It's really, really hard to not reference really good comic book movies, which have been Marvel. So, sorry. But we are talking about some bad ones, too. Don't worry.
If we're still talking about Marvel next season, then y'all can give a shit.
Yeah, then there's a huge problem. Because it's going to be rom-coms. No, I'm kidding. That's not the next one.
Don't say that. I have ideas for rom-coms.
So this week we have yet to decide which movie to actually do for the fourth movie. So one thing we do have is a giant list. So we had 8 movies going into recording this podcast, and we already have 4 slated where we want it to be. So we have the first 3 episodes of Wonder Woman 84, Fantastic Four from 2015, and Green Lantern. And we have the season finale set up because I'm pretty sure that will be the worst one of.
It's truly the most painful film that we can think of for this.
So that leaves us with 4 remaining. And Kim, what are the 4 again?
The 4 that are remaining are.
Right. Okay. So, what I'm going to do, I have an app on my phone that rolls random set of die because I'm a nerd who has dice.
You play D&D. So, I don't blame you.
So we're just going to go 1 through 4. So one being 1, being 2, 3, and being 4. So roll the die.
It's going to be luck.
Cheating.
It's going to be luck.
3. So we are doing Elektra.
Son of a bitch.
So. I've never seen this movie.
I do not remember this movie.
And I was actually surprised I've never seen this movie because this was like the height of Jennifer Garner. This is like peak Jennifer Garner back in the day. I don't know why I had a huge celebrity crush on her back then.
Is this before or after 13 Going on 30? Because that's my favorite Jennifer Garner movie.
That I don't know. I want to say it's after. But it has to be definitely after Alias. Obviously after Daredevil. Yes. And then I want to say this was after 13 Going on 30.
Okay. I love her.
I don't know. We could Google, but let's not.
Let's not get into a rabbit hole.
Yeah. So, Kim, you don't really know much about this one, right? I don't really know much about this one. So this is good. We're going into this pretty blind.
I think this is the most blind that we're going to, not including Wonder Woman, because we had previously watched it already. So we already knew what Bad Boy.
Yes, exactly.
One question for you, though. Because this is technically a 2 after Daredevil, do we want to watch Daredevil?
I'm going to say no.
Okay, thank God.
I feel like let's, for once, actually get back to the paradigm of what we want to do with the saying of the 3 good, 3 bad, because we haven't done that since Wonder Woman.
That's really terrible. Haven't. It's terrible.
It's like, that is supposed to be like our shtick, but we did it for Wonder Woman. The next one, we had two movies, so we had to do, like, the good one and bad for both, and then the compare and contrast, and then we had a guest. So, we couldn't get to three for everyone, because it's way too much. So, yeah, let's just get back to what we should be doing.
Okay.
Let's keep it to the one, make our lives easier. If you're not pained enough, watch it again.
The last thing I want to do is what you did for Fantastic Four and watch the 2015 back-to-back. That's what I don't want
just,
to do.
You just have to make sure you have three good things. This is the tough part. Now we got to find three good things. The last couple of weeks, we've been lucky enough to just have to figure out one. And even that has been a stretch for them.
We lucked out. We lucked out with the changing of rules per week. Yeah. Now it's like, well, good luck.
Now that we're setting ourselves for a real one, oh man, this is going to be rough. And I know this movie is not that great.
It's, again, critically panned. I feel bad, and I can't even remember when I watched it the first time whether or not the CG was any good. So,
again, I have very minimal knowledge of this movie other than, like, the teenage co-star in the movie. Like, I had a crush on her, too. That's all I remember.
I mean, the 2000s, they know how to pick really attractive people. So
yeah, they did. Yeah,
Jennifer Garner, so hot.
So how about this? Do you remember anything about Daredevil?
No.
Okay.
No, not at all. I remember nothing from the early 2000s.
Which is funny. Like, I remember liking that movie a lot. I thought Colin Farrell was pretty fun as Bullseye. You had Michael Clark Duncan again in that movie.
He was Kingpin. So many things. Yeah. Like, he is
back in the day.
Guy.
Hey, rest in peace, buddy. He was so good. Mm. He was such a good actor. Whenever he was utilized, he was really utilized well. Oh, in most movies that I've seen.
I'm not mad because he is very iconic.
Yeah, we're going to get him in a lot of movies coming up, which is weird, where it's like, oh yeah, he's a really good actor, and yet we're talking about him in movies that are kind of bad. Where we were also mentioning the other day of let's toss in Scorpion King. He's in that one too.
Oh my god, is he in Scorpion King?
I am like 95% sure he is. Week four, going into it blind, both of us, this is gonna be fun.
This is like this us actually getting back.
Yeah.
It's this us getting back to our roots. I'm not mad that it'll be interesting. Even though every time we pick a movie I get really annoyed. This one is like, oh, will I be annoyed?
This is more of a question mark.
Oh my god. I can't wait to make the teaser to the teaser for this. Question mark? Well, thank you for joining us on Movie Masochist, the podcast where we try to find the fun in painful films. I am Kim.
And I'm Joby.
And you can find us on social media on Instagram and Twitter, either at Movie Masochists or Movie Masochist_. We'll see you next time.
Talk to you. Bye.
Bye.